Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Yeah, you're giving them choice. A lot of it's illusion of choice, like the small, medium, large jumbo popcorn at the movie theater. There really is no medium. It's the largest medium. So. But it pushes, right? It pushes you to jumbo. The jumbo's only 80 cents more. So,
yeah. And it's just better.
Actually, yeah, exactly. It's only 20 cents more. It's a dollar total.
That's really what you're paying for because, you know, the containers get a little more narrow. So it's not really more.
It just looks more impressive. You have more shame as you walk to your movie theater. Okay, yeah, I'm going to eat this whole thing. Yeah,
exactly. This is for the whole, this is for the whole row. It's not just
the whole row.
Home.
I was going to share with everybody.
Ever wonder what really happens behind the scenes in construction, real estate, and development? We pull back the curtain on the new home construction industry, the real estate market, and the trends shaping it all. Discover the stories, insights, and expertise behind the process of building a new home. Join us for Trust the Process podcast, and let's build something great together.
What you can do with that, now maybe some go to 28 and others go to 18. Mm-hmm. And we kind of play with the product offering a little bit. So we'll see. It'll be interesting either way.
Could we go go 3 stories our height limit or could
we can go up to 31. So we can do a 9, 8, and 8 with 2 foot trusses. And then we probably on that product would have to do a flat roof or just do a really small gable just to not hit because it's 31 to the peak of the roof.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So a structure height, not from the ground. So from your finished floor up, so you don't have to account for the thickness of the slab or the pad elevation.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that when we were, when you're looking at the threshold for how tall a building can be. I didn't realize.
It's like, what... Well, where do you start? Where is the starting point?
So, yes.
There's a world there. So I'm debating all these things right now, and I would never go all 3-story in this community, but I would love to maybe throw that offering in to go, you know, to have a larger product.
And it might not even be, it might not be a suit, you know, in terms of price or spend or any of those pieces, but just to know that you have a little bit of opportunity, if you wanted to do a 2-story or 3-story, then
yeah,
gives you, if you were looking for the extra square footage, that's one way to get it on a 24 foot. Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Because right now I think we're maxed out with that envelope. If you get a 1-car garage, the biggest you can get is around 1400, I think, the math. Uh-huh. And I have to talk to the engineer, I have to talk to zoning. Can I overhang the back of the structure, you know, a foot or 2 feet? Can I overhang it from the front to create a shelter over the garage, but also some square footage on the second floor? When you drive through a production neighborhood, you see these in all 50 or anywhere where they build production homes, you'll see these little tricks. Maximize your slabs, maximize your footprints, and get as much square footage. And ultimately, people appreciate it because they need the square footage in that space, and it doesn't really materially add to the cost of the home. So all these little tricks that we'll do, but again, that's a zoning thing because certain zoning overlays have, okay, if you have this kind of height, the second floor has to push in, the third floor. There's just certain restrictions that you just can't always do a brownstone, basically.
Right. Well, and you wouldn't want to. I mean, from an aesthetic perspective, not only does that extra 2 feet that it bumps out make the front of the home a little better and give you that extra square footage inside, there's something about the appeal of a community when there's some dimension to a home.
Some
you
modulation.
Wouldn't want just a flat. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's why you add different colors and bump outs and trim around the way. You know, you want it to have a little bit of interest and some character.
Yeah, I've thought of it, even that as you mentioned it. I would love to maybe build row houses, and they're built that way. They're built with bay windows. They're built like East Coast row houses where this one has red brick and this one has clapboard and this one has cedar shakes. And stuff. I mean, it would be neat. We'll see if the market will bear. When I talk about what can trust add its flair, this is these are the things I'm talking about. Double stack cabinets in the uppers. You might only have 3 uppers in the entire kitchen. Let's double stack them.
Yeah.
Let's include a backsplash. You know, we're going to buy 24 houses for the backsplash. Let's just include it. It costs us $1,000. And then you know, we find that people really appreciate those things. So
backsplash, or even we toured a home recently where they had that little kind of the section window in the backsplash area between the cabinet and the countertop. And it's just that little bit of extra light that made the whole kitchen feel so much bigger. It was a tiny space, but just giving some of that dimension a little bit of extra flair. And like you said, that's kind of, you know, little touches that might not ordinarily be found in that necessarily in that entry level product type, but just this little trick
some unexpected. Hey, you know, they say, I can't remember who said it. I think it was a fast food magnate. It said, you should always delight your customers. So I kind of think of these things when I'm drawing plans, like when I was working on our Westridge product this weekend. Okay, how can we delight this customer? Okay, I'm going to give prep kitchens to four of the five houses. I'm going to do pool bathrooms on.
I think I love that.
That's cool. I'm doing 12 foot ceilings on the first floor. To switch gears a little bit onto Westridge, that's what we're doing to pull back the curtain. That's something that I worked on this
weekend.
It's going
to be gorgeous. Yeah.
It's going to be gorgeous.
When you do the 12 foot, you get with that is,
What if you can have transom windows over interior door openings? I mean, think about the things that a 12 foot lid will open up for us. Mm-hmm. Transoms over the windows. The sliders can go to 10 feet instead of 8 feet. I mean, there's all these little things that going to 12 will really help. And it's a area that, is not, you're not seeing that in that price point. If we want to target 1.3 to 1.5, you're not seeing that. Our nearest competitor, Richmond American, built a 15 home infill community that you can see from this neighborhood. And I did a deep dive into them before I scrapped all 50 homes I've drawn for this community. There's only five houses. I've drawn 50 of them. Scrapped every single one of those houses, Krista. Not one house has survived. But I did a deep dive on Friday.
You're back to square one?
No, I'm done. I'm done now.
You're done. But you were back to square one before you. Yeah.
We were. Friday afternoon, I was back to square one.
Oh, and, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I scrapped everything. I just, I
not
scrapped.
Even know that. So you did have a crazy weekend.
I did.
Yes, you were in the zone all weekend.
I was in the zone. I did 6 hours of CE too, which don't tell you that I was working anything else.
Welcome back to Trust the Process, podcast where we talk about the new home industry, real estate, construction, and all things in between. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Hi. Today we are going to have a conversation about a couple of projects that we have going, a bit of a wrap up on the year, and kind of see where the conversation takes us. So I know you've a few interesting tidbits that you'd like to share. So I'll let you take it over.
Thank you. Well, first, let's talk about kind of the year wrap for the company and the market, and then we can get into the weeds on some interesting new developments in our developments, and kind of hit on everything. So the market, it's obviously too early to tell. A lot of the data won't be out till January, like year-end data, but we have been working in this market on our brokerage business and in our build business. We feel a shift. We felt a shift this year into the softest market that I remember, probably back to maybe 2019, or even softer still, maybe 2015. If I think about the feeling of the market, no metrics, just the feeling.
Really? You'd go all the way back to 2015?
Think about what the production builders are throwing at buyers, when I think about the price reductions, when I think about days on market, when I think about concessions, when I look at just gross inventory numbers, it's different. 15 definitely had higher inventory. But it's also slower sales pace because there are just fewer buyers. And what's funny is that 25 undoubtedly will be a kind of a bummer year of this decade, right? 2020 was great. 21 was phenomenal in terms of sales prices, not great for buyers. 22 held strong through the rates. 23 held strong. 24 cooled, but was still better than 25. Saw more price appreciation. We'll get the numbers, you know, in January where the year ended. But still saw more appreciation that year. And the funny thing is, rates are almost on average a whole point lower overall in 25 versus where they were in 24. So we saw what does that come out to? Like a 15% improvement in rates, in mortgage rates. It's hard to quantify that, but if you think about it, that's really what it came down to. Like a sixth, your interest costs were a sixth cheaper in 2025 versus 2024.
Yeah, and odd that that wasn't necessarily reflected in, a surge of sales or people jumping back into the market immediately.
Yes, in fact, the market went in the other direction, which is crazy to me that it didn't do any of that. We had more inventory. We had lower rates. You should have seen a banner year in sales because the conventional wisdom for the last 2 years, 3 years, well, even 5 years, go back to COVID, as if people were locked in. People were locked into their houses. People would have bought if they had inventory in 21. We'd say, if every home, if every buyer had a house to buy, our numbers would have been off the charts. And I mean, prices were significantly lower in 21. Maybe that's part of it. So buyers have been priced out. But and obviously rates are much higher. But it's just funny that that it didn't materialize. The increase in inventory and some of the lowest rates in 2 years did not materially impact home sales. In fact, it's been rather sluggish. And we're just sitting on more and more inventory. I heard, I don't know on what kind of authority, but a certain massive home builder in our market, in Las Vegas market, who normally builds around 2,000 homes a year, is planning on doing 1,500 next year. A huge drop in inventory, huge drop in projections. And I think that this particular buyer doesn't do a lot of customization. So I'm sorry, builder doesn't do a lot of customization. So I would imagine the reason I bring that up is I would imagine most of their turnaround times are between 4 and 6 months. So they're finishing homes now that they started in June when we knew the market was soft. So, shows you that, even they thought, it's going to be a better market. Yeah, it's a slow start to the year, but let's keep our initial drive. Let's do our 2,000 homes that we do every year. And they still will finish around 2,000 homes this year, that particular builder. And it shows you that they're planning on either having that much overhang inventory from 25 going into 26, or they can see demand dropping even farther, or what they see as today's demand is not adequate for their model to make it make sense. So
interesting to see how that plays out in the number of permits pulled, starts completed, all of that. That's like any reflected there.
Yeah, this is the kind of data that I'm yearning for once the new year starts, and we normally start to see that kind of publish, in mid to late January. So we'll see Clark County permits, where all those numbers came in at, and get a better feel. We should have some sales data. I know they're saying the average sales price of a new home is in the low 500s in our county, and that tracks. High. I mean, of a new home, and you got to think there's never been more multifamily for sale inventory that I ever remember, period. Would you agree in Las Vegas?
I agree. Completely.
A lot of builders are in that space.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, 5 years, I would say 6 years ago, I don't know that many were at all. And now slowly each year, they've all kind of started jumping into where all the builders are doing some.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Family.
Exactly. Product. Even Toll Brothers, I hate to name drop, but even the luxury builder, is a lot of them. I think they have two in Inspirada. They have two or three in Summerlin. I believe they're doing another one, a fourth one in Summerlin. It's wild. They're premium. They're 1.5 times the median sales price.
But they're doing still what they can to get their sales prices to position where people can afford to be in the market anymore. So.
Right. That buyer who doesn't need the square footage, doesn't need the yard, but still has a $750,000 or $800,000 budget.
Right.
But that is the softest part of our market right now, our townhomes and condos of the new construction side. The resale stuff is generally so cheap. You can get a condo for $250,000 in a nice neighborhood in good condition. Yeah, those are still going. But $350,000 new construction townhouse in a subpar zip code with average finishes. Yeah, there's 100. You throw a stone and hit 100 of those. So what we're seeing now is, unless you're in a really premium master plan, we're kind of underbuilt on luxury, which we find ourselves in a pretty good spot being in that space, because a lot of the builders, we even mentioned a luxury builder moments ago that has pivoted, still has a luxury presence, but has pivoted some, at least some of their bandwidth to a multifamily, kind of move up level one or a downsize from a move up four. You know, someone maybe on their fourth move up home sells and moves to Las Vegas or moves within state and buys something like that. So we're seeing that some of the builders that had a high presence in luxury are shifting, and some of the luxury builders that were building in big scale have pulled back on their starts and their projections. And in some of our areas, we're hoping to kind of fill that market, which is why I've decided to take those two subdivisions in Henderson to more luxury, because I think that there's going to be a hole in the market in 2026, that especially these infill projects, there's not much new construction in these areas that I'm mentioning, except custom $7 to $15 million homes behind guard gates. So I think that that is always a recipe for success, if you can kind of be in that infill, number one, number two, in a product offering that there's not a lot of resales in, or if you can build a product that looks nothing like any resale, has 12-foot ceilings on the main, 10-foot on the second, takes advantage of views because every home is custom, a true custom enclave. And I think that that's where we need to take our projects, with the exception of a new one that we'll talk about when we get into what the company's done this year. But for the most part, and we're doing it on Serene, and we try to do that in Lake Las Vegas, we try to curate a home to that lot. We have some replication, but for the most part, it's unique site conditions, tailor the home to the site. So that's where we're hoping to fill. I do think that we'll see that, you know, move up level two and luxury market continue to get smaller and smaller from a builder standpoint, because that's a business model that's very challenging for the national builders to know what that move up buyer wants at scale, and to build a product compelling enough to sell $2.5 to $3 million homes in bulk, you know, basically in 80 to 100 home neighborhoods. We're still seeing super premium zip codes, 89138. Best part of Summerlin, absolutely, 135. North Shore of Lake Las Vegas, yeah, you're still going to see those. But whereas we used to see large estate style, you know, three times the median sales price by Toll Brothers and Richmond, you're seeing a little bit of that, absolutely, but not the scale that we were used to. So I think that should give us good intel on where we need to be as a company and where we need to take our product offering.
Love it. It's a great...
I wish I had more numbers. I don't have the numbers. And, you know, I love to throw the numbers.
I know. Feel at a bit of a disadvantage. We're kind of anticipating. We know what has happened, but without that number, there's nothing tangible to actually weigh it against. So
exactly. I mean,
really close out and then release. And then so it makes sense, but it's...
Right. Let's go. We're going off a feeling, and I do feel what I believe, what I've just said, it will bear out in the numbers. And I think when you look at what multifamily has done, the funny thing is that pullback in multifamily for rent, meaning apartments, is notable. So I almost feel like we just shifted those permits over, which is great because that's more home ownership. I hate the build to rent idea. I get it as a business model. It's a wonderful business model, but I hate it as a notion. So it's kind of encouraging to see production builders trying to get into that space and try to give home ownership to all levels of the price tiers. That being said, we will have a multifamily townhome project for sale that we have not even talked about, and we have not even released anything, but it'll be 24 townhouses in a infill part of town, let's put it that way. And we'll be targeting an entry-level price point. And we will do our best to bring the Trust Home Builders flair to that entry-level price point, but we're going to be constrained by where material costs are and labor costs, build costs. It's going to be very challenging, but I'm ready for the challenge to see what we can put in there and to see what it's like to build in that entry-level space. And can we give it
news, guys? We're announcing this for the first
time. See, that's it. It's big news.
So big news, things coming in our next year. So
we'll probably break ground for that project in mid to late September. We still have to do all the civil improvement plans, the utility laterals, all the horizontal control, all those things.
We're selling
have to be
in 27, we think.
Yeah, we might pre-sell. I mean, depends. If it goes as quickly as the engineering firm thinks it can go, we could be pre-selling in end of 26. That's very ambitious. but mm-hmm. we could technically be open for sales by this time next year. It's a long shot, but we could be. Most likely, yes, our recording and our sales move-ins. Mm-hmm. Probably
recording the sales, sure.
Yeah, and sure. Q2 2027. Mm-hmm. So we're a ways off, and we're targeting the middle $300,000 sales price right now, hoping that yep. number is better by then, or maybe rates are better and that number is the same, but it's yep. more affordable for a greater number of people. I'd love to see it do very, very well, but I'm completely prepared for a scenario where we struggle and we sell three or four a month, and that takes us 10 months to get out of there. Very possible. I'm prepared for both.
And admittedly, it will be a time of discovery. We haven't built in that space before. So that whole multifamily zoning is different. Permits are different. Build style is different. Product type is different. So it's really going to be a moment of
is different. Yeah.
Learning for trust company.
It'll be interesting. It's a zip code that I've never built in. It's a product I've never offered. It's a demographic I've never really catered to. But I'm excited for it. It's a pivot, but we're going to keep doing our luxury homes, and we're going to keep doing our spectacular customs. But
and
this
do
will
this
be a way
also.
try to build our portfolio and build our repertoire.
Love it. Home. I'm so excited for it. It'll be fun. It will be a challenge, but it will be exciting. We love the luxury buyer and we love the luxury homes, but there is a need in the marketplace, and knowing there's a housing crisis and being able to serve that need on some level, even if it's just minuscule with a few homes to start with, it gives us, you're giving hope to somebody who otherwise couldn't be in the market.
We never have it.
And that's a fun thought. Yeah,
it is. And in the past, if I've maybe flipped a home or whatever, did a renovation, I love the challenge of, okay, this home's end of day sales price is $450, but what's the nicest you can make it for $450 and still do well? And with those projects, if past is prologue, I've always chosen to shrink the margins but make a compelling product. So if I know me, we'll probably make a little less. Right? We'll make a little less.
I don't know, Michael, do you? Some days I think we're all questioning me.
Yeah. So I think that it'll be interesting to see what we fit into that box. We don't have limitless budget. We don't have limitless build envelope. We don't have limitless size. We don't have limitless of anything, really. We have limitless amenities.
You're going to be in a pretty tight box.
It's a tight box.
I mean, as far as creativity and some of the opportunities.
Yeah. Yes. It is the last five squares of a Sudoku. Well, actually, that's the easiest part of the Sudoku. It's the first 20 squares of a Sudoku puzzle. It's that challenging, there's only so many ways you can do it. You're boxed in. You don't know your constraints all the time till you get there. You don't know, or maybe the market will be even softer. Maybe we'll have a 10% correction by then. And we're
now that.
Yeah, we may be at
310. That's true. So there are another unknown.
Oh, for sure. And I'm very prepared for it. And it's going to be interesting. We're the landowner is staying in the deal, so we're going to win together and we're going to lose together, which is a great way to keep training wheels on us, because we have the landowner in the deal. So we're only paying once we go vertical, which is a great business model. It's actually how it first started. Started into luxury is the same. It's how I got started in pivoting into true luxury. So it'll be interesting. We'll have probably product needs to be determined by June of this year. I'll know the widths of the townhomes and the widths of the building pads. Until then, I don't exactly know what I can do in there. So it's looking like maybe 23, 24 wide by potentially 60 deep. So there's only so much you can do with that. Now, maybe some go to 28 and others go to 18. And we kind of play with the product offering a little bit. So we'll see. It'll be interesting either way.
Could we go three for our height limit?
We can go up to 31. So we can do a 9, 8, and 8 with 2 foot trusses. And then we probably on that product would have to do a flat roof or just do a really small gable just to not hit, because it's 31 to the peak of the roof.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So a structure height, not from the ground. So from your finished floor up. Yeah. So you don't have to account for the thickness of the slab or the pad elevation.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that when we were, looking at the threshold for how tall a building can be, I didn't realize.
Yeah, where do you start? Where is the starting point?
So, yes.
There's a world there. So I'm debating all these things right now, and I would never go all 3-story in this community, but I would love to maybe throw that offering in to go, to have a larger product.
And it might not even be, it might not be a suit, you know, in terms of price or spend or any of those pieces, but just to know that you have a little bit of opportunity if you wanted to do a two-story or three-story, then
yeah,
gives you, if you were looking for the extra square footage, that's one way to get it on a 24 foot. Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
Because right now I think we're maxed out with that envelope. If you get a one car garage, the biggest you can get is around 1400, I think, the math. Mm-hmm. And I have to talk to the engineer. I have to talk to zoning. Can I overhang the back of the structure, you know, a foot or 2 feet? Can I overhang it from the front to create a shelter over the garage, but also some square footage on the second floor? When you drive through a production neighborhood, you see these in all 50 or anywhere where they build production homes, you'll see these little tricks. Maximize your slabs, maximize your footprints, and get as much square footage. And ultimately, people appreciate it because they need the square footage in that space, and it doesn't really materially add to the cost of the home. So all these little tricks that we'll do, but again, that's a zoning thing because certain zoning overlays have, okay, if you have this kind of height, the second floor has to push in, the third floor. There's just certain restrictions that you just...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Can't always do a brownstone, basically.
Right. Well, and you wouldn't want to. I mean, from an aesthetic perspective, not only does that extra 2 feet that it bumps out make the front of the home a little better and give you that extra square footage inside, there's something about the appeal of a community when there's some dimension to a home.
Some
you
modulation.
Wouldn't want just a flat. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's why you add different colors and bump outs and trim around the way. You know, you want it to have a little bit of interest and some character.
Yeah. I've thought of it, even that, as you mentioned it, I would love to maybe build row houses, and they're built that way. They're built with bay windows. They're built like East Coast row houses where this one has red brick and this one has clapboard and this one has cedar shakes. And stuff. I mean, it would be neat. We'll see if the market will bear. When I talk about what can trust add its flair, this is these are the things I'm talking about. Double stack cabinets in the uppers. You might only have three uppers in the entire kitchen. Let's double stack them.
Yeah.
Let's include a backsplash. You know, we're going to buy 24 houses for the backsplash. Let's just include it. It costs us $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we find that people really appreciate those things. So
backsplash, or even we toured a home recently where they had that little kind of the section window in the backsplash area between the cabinet and the countertop. And it's just that little bit of extra light that made the whole kitchen feel so much bigger. It was a tiny space, but just giving some of that dimension a little bit of extra flair. And like you said, that's kind of, you know, little touches that might not ordinarily be found in that necessarily in that entry level product type, but just
this
little tricks
some unexpected. Yeah. Hey, you know, they say, I can't remember who said it. I think it was a fast food magnate. It said, you should always delight your customers. So I kind of think of these things when I'm drawing plans, like when I was working on our Westridge product this weekend. Okay, how can we delight this customer? Okay, I'm going to give prep kitchens to four of the five houses. I'm going to do pool bathrooms on.
I think I love that.
That's cool. I'm doing 12 foot ceilings on the first floor. To switch gears a little bit onto Westridge, that's what we're doing to pull back the curtain. That's something that I worked on this weekend.
It's going to be gorgeous. Yeah.
It's going to be gorgeous.
When you do the 12 foot, you get with that is. Yeah.
Yeah. What if you can have transom windows over interior door openings? I mean, think about the things that a 12-foot lid will open up for us.
Mm-hmm.
Transoms over the windows. The sliders can go to 10 feet instead of 8 feet. I mean, there's all these little things that going to 12 will really help. And it's a area that you're not seeing that in that price point. If we want to target 1.3 to 1.5, you're not seeing that. Our nearest competitor, Richmond American, built a 15-home infill community that you can see from this neighborhood. And I did a deep dive into them before I scrapped all 50 homes I've drawn for this community. There's only five houses. I've drawn 50 of them.
That's amazing.
I scrapped every single one of those houses, Krista. Not one house has survived. But I did a deep dive on Friday.
You're back to square one?
No, I'm done. I'm done now.
You're done.
I drew
but you were
all
back to square
weekend.
One before you. Yeah.
We were. Friday afternoon, I was back to square one.
Oh, and, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I scrapped everything. I just, I
not
scrapped.
Even know that. So you did have a crazy weekend.
I did.
Yes, you were in the zone all weekend.
I was in the zone. I did 6 hours of CE too, which don't tell. don't tell you that I was working anything else. I've just looked at the competition. So these are 1.3 to 1.5. They have 9-foot ceilings. They do have the floating stairs. They have nice appliance packages. They have nice cabinet packages. They have nice finishes overall. The lots are a little weird, but so are Westridge. Their lots are irregular. Our lots are better. But this other community called Cresta Rosa is gated. We're not going to be gated. There's advantages. They're 4,000 square feet. We're going to be like 3,200 to 3,800. So I thought, well, what ways can we do? You know, how can we delight the customers? How can we delight the people that come in? How can we be a compelling product? So I thought, okay, well, they're doing 9-foot. We always do 10. Let's do 12. They're doing, no consideration for views, things like that. Let's curate every home to the assets that lot has. One lot, for instance, lot 3 has mountain views and strip views. So that has two viewpoints, which is really cool. And by the way, when we go over to Argos with just 6 homes, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to delight the customer at every turn, right? Like, okay, this lot has these advantages. Let's do it. Let's really kind of squeeze as much as we can. And that's the only niche that I can feel good about. And I know we've gone back and forth on it, but that's the only niche. This is a very premium zip code. This is an infill project, which means there is somebody sitting there right now in an 1,800 square foot home that would buy bigger, that has the money to go bigger, but they don't want to leave the school. They're super close to their babysitter. Their brother lives around the corner. There's all these kind of things. It becomes this little microcosm market that you see a lot in Los Angeles or New York, or these kind of established markets. We're getting to be such an established city now that we're getting these little envelopes.
And it's not everywhere, area.
But yeah.
Yeah. Everything is nearby. You're really close proximity to anything you could need, including freeways. It's right off of Horizon Ridge, which is a really, desirable area. Most people know that section of town. And if you want to be in Henderson, you want to be in Henderson.
That's it. So, yes, I could build a product that works for a certain audience. There's multiple right answers. I chose this audience. I think that as we go closer to 1.7 or even over 1.5, Horizon Ridge is kind of a busy road. You're going to get some road noise on lots 1 and 2. We're not gated. We're not guardiated. We don't have any amenities. So I just figured, what is the tippy top? We can push these. And I think I feel good with that. And ultimately, our build costs on the infrastructure and subdivision is going to be the same, whether we're building 3,800 square foot homes or 1,800 square foot homes. So at the end of the day, it's really challenging to get it to pencil.
Yeah. Well, so, I'm excited to see those plans. Can't wait to.
Yeah, I'm going to save them as PDFs. I'm going to still work on them a little bit tomorrow and get a kind of a whole presentation together and probably sit on it and simmer on it. Maybe I'll have you simmer on it, have Ryan simmer on it, and the whole team actually is simmer on it and just say, what do you see on these plans that we're missing? And if it can be done and added, I'll do that. And then we'll probably fire them off to the architect just sometime before Christmas. Just so he can get started on them and we can get a study set back by mid-January on all 5 and full set of plans by end of February, engineering by end of April or early April. So, yeah. Should be pretty exciting
to
see it complete.
So what do you think will be, if we're end of April that we're getting those finalized, then are we building in 26?
what a great leading question. Because we had all of our grading plans are done. They're not stamped by the city, but I sent it off to a couple of grading companies and we can share our screen. I have the, I call them a heat map, right?
The way that the colors go.
It's so cool. Yeah. Where is the site low? Where is it high? Red is usually the highest site. Blue is the lowest and yellow. So it kind of runs on that gradient. And Argos, our other 6 home subdivision, is approximately 1,500, maybe 2,500 feet from our Westridge project. It is running 2 months behind Westridge in terms of approval and City of Henderson, all those things. And the export from Argos is exactly, I'm not even kidding, down to the cubic yard of import needed at Westridge.
Isn't that funny?
So, of course, we need what's at Argos at Westridge. Westridge is ready in April. Argos is ready in June. So do you save approximately $70,000 per subdivision? $140,000 total over 11 houses. That's a lot, but it's about $12,000. I mean, when we're talking $1.5 million homes, do you stall on essentially $13, $14 million worth of houses for $140,000? I don't know. Those are the things that we have to figure out. Now, is there a strategy to be building?
I think those decisions will be dictated by the market at the time. If we're in a hot market, maybe that $140,000 doesn't, you know, if you get the homes on the ground sooner, then we can, you know, keep that moving. If the market's a little bit stalemate, then we haven't lost anything in that time frame. Because
So I
think those are.
Yeah. If 26 or mid 26 looks like. It's hard to believe we're in December and we're already talking these neighborhoods could be started in first quarter, let's say early second quarter. Both will likely start inside of second quarter, which is pretty cool. I was hoping the market would get hotter by the end of the year. And don't get me wrong. I read that mortgage applications are up 11%. They're the highest they've been all year. So that is a good indication. We were celebrating that back in October.
That's continued to rise. It's steadily risen throughout the year. So yeah,
it has.
Great to see that it's continued.
I think what we're seeing is that you've got the rates that are one full point lower on average than they were on average last year. More inventory, more to look at. And maybe people are hunkered down for Christmas right now and you see a little bit of a surge in spring. I hope you also see more listings in spring. So I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine, but if we have the buyer demand there and ultimately we only have to pull 11 luxury buyers out of the market and we don't have to do it all next year, we could do half of it. Like you mentioned, if we're slow rolling it, maybe there's a strategy there. And I also love the idea of homes that are built or designed all the way up through engineering, but maybe not permitted. And we have 11 lots to pick from, but we have two in the ground. Maybe one at each neighborhood, and then we sell the other lots off of those objections. So, this person's really bothered by the noise on Horizon Ridge. Well, then you need to go over to Argos and buy one of our four rear-facing lots at back to the mountain. And these are the plans that fit those. And if you want to go to contract now, when we're just in the planning phases, or even if I'm completely permit ready, we can still make these changes now before we break ground and run it through that way. There's all these little things that I'm trying to strategize and think about. And I don't think that I'll do what we did on Serene, which was pound out six houses. I think it's going to work out just fine. Permitting ended up slowing us down on some fronts anyway. So they're not going to finish all at the same time as it is. There's probably from the time the very first one, lot five, finishes to the very last one, which is looking like lot six. Oddly enough, they're next door to each other. So they're going to have to live next to that construction. That might not finish until July of next year, maybe August of next year, the first one finishing in April or May. So there's as much as a 4-month window between the two. So that being said, I don't mind if it goes that way, but I do not intend to pull all 11 permits or even all five permits, all six permits, whichever neighborhood we're working on. I don't intend to do that based on today's market conditions. I'd rather slow roll it a little bit and just pretend that these lots are in our inventory the way that every other nationwide builder has lots in inventory. They're just not, you're paying money and costs on them, interest, taxes, care. I get it. But sometimes slow rolling it, selling the upgrades as we hone in our process of selling people upgrades, we can.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
See additional margins on that front too, and more guardrails. And I think, you know, having a director of marketing, client relations, and youth has helped us to kind of craft that system and that craft that setup to say, okay, here's our policies and here's how we upgrade it. And you've got seven different checkpoints and you continue to build that out while we're working through Serene. You're building that out as we speak, and we'll have that to build out, and we'll have kind of the restaurant open when the lunch rush comes in. That's kind of where I'm at right now. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with, I love what we do. So if it takes us 3 years to build out our next few communities, that's cool. It's just more time doing what we love. And we've got other exciting things in the works, such as that townhome community. I mean, that's going to be one that you're not going to build all 24 at once, but you're going to probably have to build two buildings at once. And if they're buildings of four, right, you're going to have to build, at least build eight at a time, but they're $350,000 units. So it's not as big of an ask, but that's something
and
you
have
to.
And then
it's
a matter of strategy in that with the townhome community. You have to decide, do we sell all, you know, if they're one building, do we sell that whole building before we release another building? Whereas in a community where we're building, you know, five or six homes at a time, you don't necessarily have to strategize exactly about that, right? Because can they get a certificate of occupancy if the home's next door, or if the whole building isn't done? Or, I mean, so some of those things that go into multifamily that we don't have to worry about on Argos or Westridge.
Exactly. They're really just one-off lots. And I think there is a buyer.
You could build one and let the rest of the community sit.
It could. And the only reason I'm wanting to do at least like one or two and planning the next few lots is that I just know how much unknowns kill the sales. So I'm trying to have at least everything planned and maybe rendered. But other than that, I'm not opposed to one was completely built and sold and done. And they're living in there. And then we got to break ground. Now they're going to love us because we're going to have to be working next door to one.
Right.
But
maybe not. But yeah.
Right. Ultimately, I think that that might be what it looks like. I think it's going to look more like that than phased, meaning all one phase or even two phases of three. I mean, there's just don't think that's where these neighborhoods go. And the beauty of it is, I've spent some money on, in this scenario, I've spent some money on architectural and engineering so that when I am ready, I'm ready. But it's cheaper to change it now. Let's say the market changes really for the best case scenario. Like, wow, these actually became $2 million homes. Maybe we should bump out the back of this house 5 feet and run it all through architectural and engineering. And now it went from 3,600 to 4,100 and we can sell it for more. Little changes like that. Oh, I didn't plan on having another ensuite. Let's change this to a second master suite or something along those lines. So that's the beauty. You can kind of adapt and zig and zag as the market gives you that feedback.
Sure.
So, and we are now big enough to almost always have a house ready. So we sold a lot of, you know, lot one off of Serene, off of a house that's done and staged in a showcase home in like Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. We would have never been able to do that a year ago even. So imagine what this looks like in a couple of years. And I wasn't sure how that was going to translate going to Lake Las Vegas to see a house that's going to be built at Eastern. It's a different plan. Just trust us. But it was show and tell. And our sales agent was able to show them these upgrades and this is included, this is not. And then you're able to reference when you're going walking them through their upgrades to say, remember that tray ceiling at the house you saw? That's $1,100. And you want how many of these? And, you know, those, you know, the double stack cabinets you saw, that's included. But the curios on the side with the lights are not included. Do you want that? So it's just nice to have kind of a visual reference. And as you build out our website, too, I know you have these little links that say, here's without a tray, here's with the tray, or here's a reverse tray, here's it's lit up, here's the cabinets. So it'd be really nice. Maybe we can do something like that with concealed appliances. And we kind of have gone through all this already to say, this is a really great show and tell for us. And I think that's how Westridge and Argos are going to build out. I mean, that in my gut. So, I mean, there's a world where I just decide and I haven't, this is why I want to get all these together. Maybe I just do the architectural and engineering for lots one through three. Maybe I don't even touch four and five until one through three are sold. And if, well, what's going there? A similar home. Similar. If you can't get past that, then I don't know what to tell you. Because at the end of the day, I'm not going to be able to answer every single objection. It's all owned by us.
There is a disadvantage, though, because they're all different.
Right.
So if you want something slightly different, then, you know, you can kind of leverage each floor plan against itself and make sure that you're getting people who really love exactly that.
Yeah, you're giving them choice. A lot of it's illusion of choice, like the small, medium, large jumbo popcorn at the movie theater. There really is no medium. It's the largest medium. So. But it pushes, right? It pushes you to jumbo. The jumbo is only 80 cents more. So,
yeah. And an extra spoon of butter.
Actually, yeah, exactly. It's only 20 cents. It's a dollar total.
That's really what you're paying for because, you know, the containers get a little more narrow. They get skinnier, so it's not really more.
Just looks more impressive. You have more shame as you walk to your movie theater. Yeah, I'm going to eat this whole thing. Yeah,
exactly. This is for the whole row. It's not just
the whole row.
Home.
I was going to share with everybody. Anyway, so those are the exciting things that we're working on. This is 25, and Serene's doing well, and I know you post content of the Serene project, and it's going to be right around this time that we'll be talking about the Westridge and the Argos, and which is really cool. Maybe every quarter three, quarter four, we're kind of in the thick of it with another subdivision.
Be fun.
Yeah, and we always have stuff going on in like Las Vegas. We're closing on another lot Christmas Eve, actually 23rd probably. So that'll be another large two-story, 4,200 square foot home. Did the 12-foot ceilings on that one on the main level, trying to make that maybe a little bit of a signature move that we do. When I think about what kind of cool features I would want in a home, I would love it. Mm-hmm. Those types of little things. Prep kitchens, I'd love it. A pool bathroom, I'd love it. Let's do it when we can. If we can, let's do it. And it's something that most builders are not taking that time to think about. And I can't underestimate that draw that we have, that we've taken the time to think about those things.
Right, because you're not putting
yourself on the bet.
Yeah, you're not putting in a typical community, they're not putting those floor plans back through the architectural and engineering. They've got their floor plan. It's approved. They're going to cookie cutter that all across the whole community, however many lots they have. Yeah. Each of these, you know, like that. So you come up with the concept. Let's find a way to incorporate this. I don't know what it is. The prep kitchen. Because that's kind of the thing that people are looking for now. So we do that. So, but you're not afraid to put the money into doing that so that you can build exactly what's current and what the market is asking for in that
exactly.
area.
Exactly. So and tailored. And let's face it, demographics are, we're not, you know, probably not supposed to talk about this, but we know what is in that area. It's younger families. Mm-hmm. It's affluent families. They're great. It's a great school district. Maybe some multi-generational, different ethnicities. Mm-hmm. And let's cater to them and give them what they want, what we know they want, and be successful.
And we
know
the price point. So we know what that buyer specifically would expect in a home, typically where they've been, what they've, you know, what kind of home they've lived in previously. And if that spend is going to get them XYZ with this builder, then we want to be able to match and offer even more of what that value would mean in another community.
Exactly. And yes, hopefully we're building something that resonates. And everything you mentioned is exactly what keeps me up at night, which is why I've scrapped 50 other floor plans, because you draw it.
I wish I could like laugh thinking that's, you know, you're exaggerating. No, but you really are. You really, there have been that many.
It probably is. Honestly, I wish I were exaggerating.
I know. That's what I'm saying is I wish we could laugh together about the, you know, your exaggeration
of 50 votes.
But I know how many. I mean, I've seen how many there have been. So.
Yes. Yeah. Maybe. Do we go small? Do we go medium? Do we go extra large? Yes. I have four different versions of an extra large product for all five lots.
And we started with townhomes on that lot. So we
we've come a long way.
Yes.
On that one.
Yeah.
So, it's
so lots
it's,
of exciting stuff in the Trust Home Builders next year, really. I mean, I think this kind of builds us out through the next few years. But, and I know you're looking at other lots. There are other parcels and projects and potential out there for us, too. So,
there's definitely a goal in mind of another Serene type project, maybe in another area, low density area. But that same product has done really well to resonate with people. As it finishes, there's certain things, just like, for instance, I designed those 18 months ago. And although prep kitchens were big at the time, they weren't nearly as big as they are now. They're in every home magazine.
And just not as easy to put in. It was a bigger.
And none of our Serene homes have a prep kitchen. So it already shows you that, we probably could have done better on that. Or we did
18 months ago, and they all have a good pantry. So I think that's another thing that people are looking for. So
kitchens.
I think that the pantry is sort of the previous prep kitchen. Right now, the prep kitchen is the new pantry.
So now what I'm doing, not just to give a little teaser, is I'm doing a prep kitchen. And then through that is I'm calling it dry storage, because it's not quite a pantry, but it's dry storage. So it's an L-shaped prep kitchen or a linear-shaped prep kitchen with another, let's say that's 6 feet here and 12 wide. There's another 6x6 fully shelved dry storage. either behind or through.
We love it.
One plan has it accessible from the kitchen, from the prep kitchen. So you can go around the back stove area and go to the prep kitchen. You can get to the dry storage from the prep kitchen or from the kitchen. Yeah, that these are the little things that are...
Oh, I really can't wait to see these designs.
It's really cool. And now imagine that whole thing with great finishes, 12-foot ceilings. Maybe that interior door to the prep kitchen has a transom window above it because there's so much room between 8-foot door with a 2-foot transom above it of glass like old craftsman style homes had. I mean, we can get really, really creative. That stuff that people just don't see, especially under 1.5. Maybe they're seeing it in 4 to 5 million, but they're not seeing it in these price points. It's scaled down, yes. Is it only 3 or 4 of those doors that are really cool? Yeah, but that's pretty neat. One has an office with a double door. I want to do double French doors, transom window above it. How cool is that? So that's why it's been hard to pull the trigger on it until we knew for sure what direction we were going in. So
love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Anyway. So lots of great stuff on the horizon. And once we have numbers in, once we can tally up what has happened throughout 2025, obviously we'll be doing for you guys an episode early Q1 where we kind of wrap up what happened in 2025 as we start talking about some of what we see happening in the market as a whole in 2026, what some of the economists and analysts are predicting and what we have seen that gives us some sort of historical reference for where we think we're going.
Right.
Yeah, we'll give you guys more information on all of that. So we will have more coming. So thanks. All right. Appreciate you, Michael, and appreciate your insight. And thank you guys for joining us on another episode of Trust the Process podcast. And we will see you again next time. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning into the Trust the Process podcast. Make sure to follow us on Spotify to stay in the loop with the latest insights, project updates, and everything in between. See you next time.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.